Welcome to Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh my God.
I'm ready to cook. Are we cooking?
That's what I want.
Perfecto.
The party's started now.
15 of the country's best chefs are here to play the odds and cook the best food of their lives.
Season 16 of Bravo's popular Top Chef premieres Thursday night. The show was taped in Kentucky, and one of the 15 chefs competing for the title of Top Chef was Caitlin Steininger of Cooking with Caitlin. The Cincinnati chef, restaurant owner, and newspaper columnist recently talked about her career and her experience competing on Top Chef with WVXU's news director, Marianne Zalesnik, and Wine Me, Dine Me blog creator and author of WVXU's Bits and Bites blog, Julie Neeson.
Welcome, welcome. Glad to have everybody here today. I'm Marianne Zalesnik with
Julie Neeson
and
Caitlin Steininger.
So happy to see you all here today. Caitlin, of course, we are here to talk about your appearance on Top Chef on Bravo. And you can't tell us a lot of details. That
Correct.
Much we know because it's all a secret until the show goes on the air on Thursday. But we do want to find out, how does a person like you get on a show like that?
Like from the beginning?
From the beginning.
Okay, so Top Chef, the original season of Top Chef aired when I was in culinary school. And it just was everything. I mean, it was what we watched and then came to school and talked about. You know, it just was amazing. And it was the first show that was super chef-driven. You know, it was the names you respect, the books you are reading. Those are the people that you are watching. And so I've just always admired it. And I have always wanted to do the show. But it was one of those dreams you say out loud, but you don't really know if you'll ever accomplish it. And I never wanted to try out unless I knew I could get on the show, unless I knew I could win it, because I don't have a lot of free time. So if I'm going to pursue something, I'm going to, like, it is all or nothing. So CWC had been open for almost a year, and they announced that—
That's Cooking with Caitlin, your restaurant,
yep,
right?
CWC okay. is our restaurant. Mm-hmm. Cooking with Caitlin is the website.
Got
so,
it. Okay.
Yep. So CWC had been open for a year, and if you're a Top Chef fan, there's always the Restaurant Wars Challenge, and inevitably whoever's expoing is, or the or front of the house is the first to go, you know, if that goes down. So I wanted to feel confident in those qualities before I applied for Top Chef. So I felt good, I felt confident, and I wrote my first resume ever in my whole life to apply for Top Chef. So
what did you include?
Well, in all honesty, so my sister and I started our business when I was 19 years old. So I have never had a resume. So my sous chef knew how much I wanted this. And so the day it was announced, like they launched the application process, he forwarded it to me multiple times. So, and I was ready. I knew I wanted to do it, but I had to have him forward me his resume that I just like back end like put in my things. So, yeah, I mean, I try to play by all the rules of a good resume, you know, like nice and tight and not too long or verbose and, you know, all that good stuff. So
what was the audition process like?
It was multi-stepped. It was hard questions. It was scary, lots of things. I did have to cook for it, and it was great. It was the one funny thing during the whole process is that they weren't used to Ohioans. So every person I met behind the scenes in front of it, they always would be like, "What do you do in Ohio?" And
what does that mean? What kind of crazy question?
Listen
is that?
To me. I bleed chili, so they were not used to me. I mean, I was a frying pan to their face. So I was repping our state as hard as I could, our city, loud and proud, and it was great. It was really fun. So Megan Kettover, who I know and love, she's so great. She did Top Chef desserts.
Tell us who she is.
Megan Kettover, she's the pastry chef head of the Boca Group now. Mm-hmm. But she was at Orchids at the Palm Court and maybe the nicest human being in America. She was on Top Chef desserts. So I give her full street cred. She was the original. But I am the first Cincinnatian to be on just Top Chef. So it's very exciting to get our city's name out there.
You said you had to cook for the audition. Can you tell us what you made?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I made something. So essentially, they said I had to cook. I had like 24 hours to go and cook for the thing. And I cooked a dish that we currently have on the menu. I did an amuse-bouche version of it. It was roasted eggplant with a apricot agrodolce, tahini yogurt, toasted walnuts, fresh mint, and a homemade cilantro jalapeno hot sauce over top. So I did it like in a bite-sized portion. That's on our menu right now at CWC in much larger portion. But then I also, I wanted to show technique. So I did a homemade consomme. I took the beef necks and roasted them and then slow cooked them and made a raft, all that good stuff. And then I did Parisian gnocchi with horseradish grated in and finished it with a fresh herb salad. I think that was it. So
sounds like a winner to me.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yes.
So how did you keep all of this a secret? I mean, I know that there was like a little bit of conspiracy to whisk you away. And how did you keep that a secret from your customers and from your friends?
Our family, first and foremost, we are not good liars. We smile too much. We like wink inappropriately when we know too much. So it was a very hard thing. So our backstory was that I went to Italy for two stages. So the story semi made sense. Number one, 10 years ago, Kelly and I were flown to Italy to be a private chef for 10 days.
Kelly's your sister.
Kelly's my lovely sister and business partner. And so we had details that we could say that would be stories that actually occurred, so that if somebody said, "Oh, you really butchered and plucked, cut the head off a chicken," I'd be like, "Yeah, you know." It was like a semi-lie. So there was that. But then also, so the night that when I went to culinary school, I fell in love fast. We got pregnant. We got married, all that good stuff. But the night I found out that I was pregnant with our first child, I was offered a job in Italy for my apprenticeship, externship after culinary school. So I had found out that I was offered this job to work on the Amalfi Coast, and then that night I took a pregnancy test and found out that Mac was in my belly. And all I've ever wanted to do is be a mom, so it was no question what I would choose. So I had never gotten to cook in Italy, so it was easy to say that I was getting to fulfill this thing that I had never gotten to accomplish by doing this dosh. And people, when you tell like a story, it sounds terrible because it's a lie, but when you tell a story that has heart in it, nobody's going to be like, "You're full of it," you know? So, so that was our backstory. Kelly took a sharp right into the lie. You know, when someone's telling a lie and they give too many details and you're like, "Huh. Golly jeepers." I'd come home and she was like, people would say these things to me and I would wonder where they came up with it. But it was Kelly. But everybody did a great job. My boys, my older two kids knew, and they kept it quiet. They didn't tell anybody. They did a great
job.
That's
good. Really impressive.
I know.
How old are they?
My oldest is 12 and then the next is 9.
Oh, that's pretty good if they can keep a secret at
that. They were beasts on that. Very few people knew the truth, and so it was good in that regard. So
as you're there and it all begins, can you tell us how it starts? I mean, what begins? You just all begin your first round, or for people that maybe haven't watched Top Chef before?
Yeah, so Top Chef, every episode consists of a quick fire and a elimination competition thing. And truly the gun goes off. Like, you get there and you start cooking. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. So it is great because that's why we're there. You know, that's all you want to do is cook. And so I think that's about all I can tell you. But
long days?
Every day was different. I can say that much. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So you have some pretty impressive judges and personalities around this show. You've got Eric Repair, Tom Colicchio, Padma Lakshmi, all these folks. Can you give us any insight into how it was to, like, hang out with them, essentially, for a while?
So Padma is as beautiful and kind as you think when you watch the show. I mean, you just wonder, do the clouds really part when she walks in? And they do. They really do in Kentucky, everywhere. She's so lovely and nice and kind and cares. And Tom is really great. He is he's old school, you know, like, you know, the respect of your elder and what you accomplish and all that stuff. But he respects us just as much, you know. A couple of times we asked him, "Would you be doing this?" And he always said, "My younger self would do this, but not, no way I would ever sign up for this now." So he respects what we're doing, and he holds us in high regard, which means a lot, you know. So
what about as you know, you were in different places, and Kentucky was one of your locations, and you had to deal with things like burgoo. Tell us what burgoo is for people that don't know, and how you even begin to think about that when you're doing a show like this.
So I grew up in Cincinnati, and I actually grew up close to the river at all points. I grew up in Anderson, and then my parents moved to Riverside Drive in Cincy. So there's always, like, the kind of, like, jokiness of Kentucky. You know, like, they'll eat whatever, or, you know, like the—
I live in Kentucky. Be careful.
No, I know. I'm just saying, you know, like, there's always ribs back and forth, you know. But inevitably, we are as proud of Kentucky as you guys claim to be Cincinnati. You know, like, it's all—
sure.
We're all— it's—
I'm teasing.
It's fuzzy at this point. No, but— So it was very fun to have these competitions where people had no clue. And I was like, game on. You know, like, I know what burgoo is, you know. And the thing that's really great about Top Chef is that they do a great job of not only pushing you as chefs, but they educate you in the process as well. So these people that were from the coasts were like, what am I signing up for? And it was explained to an extent, and then you were expected to make it better, you know. So, yeah, burgoo, the slow-cooked stew with multiple different cuts of meat, whatever you want to work with, and low and slow and delicious. But we did, I mean, we had geta, and no one knew what that was. That was overwhelming for people.
Did they have to?
In some of those promo videos, saw the ones where they were talking about geta, which I thought was funny that they put that as a Kentucky food.
But I know. Thank you.
You're welcome. Welcome. But the absolute blank looks on these folks' faces.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I know what that is.
Have you ever played a game and known all the answers?
Yes.
I was like, sit back, boys. I got this. Like, that's cute of you.
So would you consider that an advantage for you?
Oh, yeah, okay. Definitely. It was... One thing is, within all the contestants, we started in Louisville. I was the closest to Louisville as the crow flies. So there was – Sarah is on the show, and she is from Paducah, Kentucky. So she was still like 4 hours from Louisville. So it was fun. There were Cincinnatians that came to the challenges there, and I'm the only person from the show. People who attended the challenges are coming to the restaurant and telling me – their favorite parts and what they ate and their behind-the-scenes experience. And that has been really fun, and it makes it more of a family affair. So,
how was it to be away from your restaurant for this length of time? Was that difficult business-wise?
It was scary. So in all honesty, myself being removed from my world, it took three people to take my spot. So we had to hire a pastry chef. We hired an amazing chef who's now going to be the head chef of our new place, Jenny Shine. And she did our kitchen is CWC is housed in a car wash, a 1960s car wash.
Where is it for people that
don't
know?
So it's in Wyoming. Wyoming is a small suburb neighborhood north of the city off of 75. It is very Mayberry-esque. I mean, it is very tree-lined streets. Our kids walk to school. They walk from the school to our restaurant, you know. It's just God bless America neighborhood. And, so we took over. We bought an old car wash from the 1960s and completely renovated it into a restaurant. So we only have three people working the line every shift. And I expo, but I also man the fryer as well as do the salads and desserts.
Expo, what does that mean?
Expedite. So when a ticket comes in, I holler what needs to be ordered. And then I keep things organized and I finish. I do all the finishing touches before a dish comes out.
And so you can sit at the counter and watch her do all of this at her restaurant,
which
I have done.
It is. Cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
The yelling is the best part,
for
sure.
Oh, that's very nice. I'm not like aggressive yeller. I'm like a thoughtful mom tone yeller.
Here's what we need.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
So three people. So what else?
Yeah, so we had a pastry chef, a girl take over the kitchen, and then someone nanny our kids. We've never had a nanny before. So my sister, in the way that when you get married, everybody asks when you're going to have kids. When my sister and I started a food company, everybody asked when we were opening a restaurant, because that's just the easiest thing that people can wrap their head around. Content creators and food marketers doesn't really just trigger thoughts in people's head. So we always pushed back because we never felt like we had enough time or dollars to make it happen. And we had a friend who kind of had to come to Jesus talk with us and was like, listen, our neighborhood needs this. You guys love feeding people. So CWC, the restaurant, is actually only open Friday night for dinner, Saturday night for dinner, and Sunday for brunch, and that is it. So we don't miss soccer practices. We haven't missed a game. We haven't missed recitals, and we still see all the plays. So our family is first, and that is even with station opening up, it's opened a lot more, but that is the most important thing to us. So we had a nanny come. We had to hire a nanny because I take my kids to school every day. I pick my kids up from school every day. I still do nap times. My kids know where M&Ms are hidden in the dry storage. my oldest knows how to work the kitchen ovens, all that good stuff. So it's a family.
You keep mentioning Station. Tell us.
Yeah. So Station is actually our second restaurant that is opening on Thursday. As I sit here in my Station shirt, it is our second restaurant. It is going to be a barbecue restaurant, and it is located on 400 Wyoming Avenue, which is a mile and a half from CWC. So, just keeping it going. It's in the old Sturkey's restaurant, and it's the original fire station of Wyoming. So it has the bell tower where they used to dry the hoses, and we've completely gutted it. It's totally unrecognizable, and it is just so me. I'm just so proud of it. So
great. So are you planning on any sort of, well, you've got a restaurant opening on Thursday and you're premiering on a national television show.
Yeah.
Are you, not a busy week
right,
for you,
no,
right?
Right.
So are you planning anything like a watch party?
Oh, so we are doing a soft opening on Thursday. We want to feed the people that made the building possible and everything getting. So we're just kind of, in all honesty, I don't know how much my heart could take working, doing a party and watching this show at the same time. So it's kind of family and friends-esque. But I do know, like, our health inspector, all the health inspectors are getting together and watching the show together. And, like, my high school friends are getting together. It's very Cincinnati that I know that there'll be lots of little people watching and cheering me on. So,
where are you going to watch?
I'll be watching it at Station with my hands over my eyes, like, what is happening? You know, the thing that is really great about the show and the people that they cast is that we all have lived a lot of life in different respects. And when you're in the casting process, you're concerned, how am I going to be cast? How am I going to be portrayed? But the thing that is remarkable is that when you become friends with these people, you become instant best friends because you respect what everybody has been through, you know, the hustle, the hard work, the real life things that everyone has been through. So, yeah.
Are you keeping in touch with any of your fellow contestants?
We text every day.
Like, we have group text?
Really?
we have a giant text thread, and we just text every day. Like, we share every article that is posted about us, anytime, any podcast, anything. And we share it with each other, and then we promote within each other and give each other as much trouble as humanly possible. And so there, I can say, the show hasn't aired yet, but truly, there's no villains. There's, like, we really all became a family, and we all kind of had roles, you know, like, who's the funny uncle, who's, you know, I'm the mama bear, all that good stuff. So, it was amazing. So
you keep in touch every day. That's amazing. Do you think that'll continue on even after the show?
Yeah, so.
How long were you together, I guess?
So 8 weeks in total we were together. So I am going to be doing a cooking class in New Jersey at at David's restaurant in March. I'm going to be attending there's five or six people cooking at the James Beard House in February in New York City. So we're all getting together and going, whether we're cooking or eating, we're all going to be together there. Yeah. We're doing as much as possible to get to be together always. So
sounds like you've got another family.
I know. But yes, I'm very lucky.
Do you have the opportunity, do you think, to ever, you talk about doing a cooking class at one of these places and working with them in other ways. Do you think that you learn from them and you're going to take some of the information that you got through participating in the show back to your own restaurants?
Oh, yeah. So at CWC, we change the menu every 3 to 4 months. And when I say change, it's not like one or two specials. We completely scrap the menu and start fresh.
Even if somebody has a favorite?
Yeah, it's always – well, we always have the burger and we always have the biscuits. And the biscuits, we'll change the seasonal jams with it. So those are the only two things that will stay. But the brunch menu is completely changed. The dinner menu, cocktails, drinks, everything is completely changed. And when I came home from my first stint there, my menu was completely influenced by the people I was with. Like, I was using ingredients I had never used, but I had learned, and techniques and family traditions that we just all sit around and talk about food. And it was just so gratifying and sad, like everything. Your well is so full just being surrounded by people who care as much about food as you do. So, yeah, but the thing was hard is everybody thought I was in Italy. Everybody thought I was going to come home and have pasta on the menu. And I had Alabama barbecue sauce because I had just hung out with Kelsey so much. And, you know, Vietnamese flavors from Nini and all of that good stuff.
So, what do you think the one thing somebody who's watching this from Cincinnati or even just from the region should take away from the experience? Because I know that Louisville is the first time they've done it in a – or Kentucky, really, is the first time they've done it outside of the coast or outside of some exotic locale. And instead, they've kind of come into the heartland. What should someone watching take away from that?
I feel like – I haven't seen the show, so I don't know how things are going to be portrayed, you know. But I think one of the coolest things about, as somebody that would be considered local, is to see how much everybody respected the cities that we visited in Kentucky as a whole. Like, the tradition of bourbon and these dishes no one has ever heard of. I mean, as a chef, you just want to continue. You have, like, an insatiable need to learn about different cuisines. And so many of the people there had never heard of anything the Kentuckian, you know, and everybody, I mean, a lot of bourbon was consumed. A lot of secret recipes were shared. You know, I just think one of the things that we as Cincinnatians, Kentuckians should feel watching the show is proud, because they do a really great job of showcasing all the things that are great about our region and the things we offer. So
now you might be biased on this, but is Cincinnati a foodie city? Do you think that this tell us more.
Cincy's like the best kept secret. I just like all I want to do, I just feel like I'm laying the breadcrumbs for all of the other contestants to come to Cincy, because they're going to just be shocked at how great it was, how great we are, you know. Number one, I don't think that, I mean, on the most recent promo that they launched, they didn't even spell Cincinnati right, you know. And
one
I was
N or not enough T's or
two T's and one less N. And I was like, is somebody punking me right now? Like, is somebody trying to cause trouble with me? One thing about Cincinnati is that we are very proud of our city. You know, you can't – I mean, but we have reason to be proud. It's not just anything like that. So I think that Cincy is a great kept secret. And also the thing about Cincinnati as a chef and somebody born and raised here, I could never have done what I have done with my sister in any other city. And that is true for so
Why?
Many entrepreneurs and restaurateurs. Number one, Cincinnati, people want to help each other in a way unlike any other city. Yes, you are competitive with the other chefs. Yes, you want to do great. But if I need a favor, I know I can call Jose Salazar and he will tell me where he got that. Or if I am so amazed at another chef's technique, I know that they will share it in a heartbeat. You know, I don't think that that is how that is in any other city. And also, Cincinnatians want to support each other, like people eating. They want to come and do local and experience, you know, what is happening. So,
well, with working so much like you do on the weekends and just in general with your other radio show and your newspaper column and your restaurant and now your second restaurant, do you have time to eat out in Cincinnati at all?
Ooh, no. True confessions, no. But we have a perpetual list of places we want to go to. Kelly does a much better job of sneaking away, and like she does a really great job of taking her kids everywhere to all the restaurants. And every Saturday morning they go somewhere new and experience a new bakery, a new restaurant, anything like that. I have so little time to go eat out that it's usually a date night that I get to sneak away. But I love Findlay Market. Like, I would love my ashes to be sprinkled over Findlay Market. I love it so much. It's my favorite place in the whole wide world. But then, I mean, it's trite, but I eat a lot of Skyline chili. So.
Okay, so I have to ask, how do you order your chili?
Do you know what? So I worked at Skyline, like paid my dues when I was in high school, and I don't want to brag. I won a Skyline eating contest between the employees when I was there. I can hold down a lot of chili.
Oh, my goodness.
I order a lot of Chilitos, no onion, no sour cream, with spaghetti added to it. And then it's like a walking three-way, and so you can still be efficient while eating. So,
well, that is important.
Very important.
Especially with everything that you're doing, you have to be efficient when you're eating.
Right. There's a small child on my hip and a Chilito with spaghetti in my other hand. So,
Thank you so much for joining us. What a pleasure it's been.
Yes, thank you for having me.
We've been talking with Caitlin Steininger about her appearance on Top Chef. The program airs Thursday night on Bravo. Also, thanks to Julie Neeson for joining me as well today. I'm Marianne Zalesnik.
You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer for today's show is Pete Reitmeier. The assistant producer is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Archives of our program are available on the website wvxu.org. I'm Dan Hurley.